Number 10. Slab and Bar Relief by Geoffrey Clark. Geoffrey Clark was born in 1924 and began his art training in 1940, but this was interrupted by the war, during which he served in the RAF. In 1947, he resumed his studies at Lancaster and Morecambe College of Art, moving on to the Royal College of Art, to which he was to return 20 years later as a lecturer. Clark was one of the artists commissioned by the architect Sir Basil Spence to make works for Coventry Cathedral. He made 3 stained glass windows for the nave, 2 altar crosses, a sculpture of the crown of thorns suspended above an altar in one of the side chapels, and the flying cross for the roof, famously lowered into place by helicopter in 1962. This work is called Slab and Bar Relief, a relief being a 3-dimensional piece of work designed to be mounted on a wall, like the carvings of Keir Smith elsewhere in this sculpture trail. It was made in 1964, just 2 years after his work for Coventry Cathedral, and was a gift to the university from the National Westminster Bank in 1992. The sculpture is made from cast aluminium. At his foundry in a barn near his home in Suffolk, Clark pioneered the development of a casting process, which not only allows him to make particularly large works, but also produces surfaces which look as if they've been directly carved. He sculpts the effects he wants to create using large pieces of polystyrene, and then packs the casting sand around them. Molten metal is poured directly into the polystyrene, causing the material to vaporize, but preserving the texture of the sculpted surface as imprinted on the sand. Look closely at the surface. You can see the slab has the minute textures that Clark made on the original polystyrene sheet. They are reminiscent of natural forms, patterns in sand, a bird's eye view of a landscape, or weathered material. These soft, wavering forms contrast with the straight lines of the ladder form. Other contrasts are the roughness of the slab with the smoothness of the bar. The textures on the slab are tiny and detailed, while the bar seems huge and oversized. The slab retains a sense of the horizontal, reminding us how the work was made, while the bar is uncompromisingly vertical. The subtlety and variety in the texture of this work, and its possible references to natural forms and softer surfaces, introduce an effective alleviation of the rather stark and featureless concrete wall in this part of the Art Centre.